Now, from China, we introduce Eutyrannus wally. 30 feet long, weighing in at a ton and a half, this dinosaur goes by the nickname Beautiful Feathered Tyrant. Is that what his friends call him? Eutyrannus earned the name Tyrant because it was huge and ripped its prey to pieces. That'll do it. But it was also a snappy dresser covered in downy feathers. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a new cuddly carnivore.
I know, cuddly and dinosaur may not seem like they belong in the same sentence. And this beast was a close cousin of T-Rex, not quite as big, but certainly able to devour anything it wanted to. But the fossil skeletons of three of these animals were indeed feathery. They are new to science, and they amazed paleontologist Corwin Sullivan when he first saw them. Their feathers were primitive, more like filaments, and about 7 inches long. There were three dinosaurs, and they found patches of feathers on different parts of their bodies.
The most plausible explanation, I think, is that most, or perhaps virtually all, of the body was covered.
Back in the day, that would be about 125 million years ago, there were other feathered dinosaurs, but they were the size of turkeys. Eutyrannus was no turkey. Why feathers? A flying tyrannosauroid would no doubt have been awesomely terrifying. But no, Sullivan and his colleagues at the Chinese Academy of Sciences suspect the feathers kept the animal warm. It was cooler during that period than in the day of T-Rex. There's no indication what color the feathers were, but in the scientist's research paper in the journal Nature, an artist's rendition shows a sort of plume along the crest of the head, a kind of punk look. The rest of the body is more a 60s-style shag rug.
They would have looked like hair or bristles or the downy feathers on a chick. It's a bit like shaggy monsters.
I'm just trying to imagine a sort of a warm and fuzzy Tyrannosaurus.
Lots of predators are warm and fuzzy in a sense. You know, I mean, if you think of a grizzly bear or something.
Yeah, sure. You just want to reach out and pet one, don't you? Steven Spielberg, are you listening to this? Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Call from Mr. Spielberg. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.